Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded October 18, 2010. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lassin, CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO, Rami Ronen, CEO of Strauss Water, and Yafakon Yifrach, Director of Investor Relations. I would now like to turn over the call to Mr. Gadi Lassin, CEO of Strauss Group. Mr. Lassin, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us in this call. With me today are Rami Ronen, CEO of Strauss Water, Shachar Florin, our CFO, and Yafakon Yifrach, our Director of Investor Relations. I would like to start with a slide, a short overview of Strauss Group. Slide number two. Strauss is a food company in beverage operating in 22 countries with a strong home base in Israel. Strauss is ranked fifth in the global coffee market. Strauss is a market leader in the U.S. in spread and dips category and Israel leading water company. We have a strategic partnership with leading global companies such as Danone, Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and TPG. Moving to the next slide, slide number three. The shift from an Israeli company to a global corporation demanded modification and development of organizational capabilities. For example, strong home base, visionary thinking, business and strategy development, focus on creating added value and unique concepts, specializing in partnership management, and of course, global capabilities and managerial processes, innovation and daring, organizational agility, and last but not least, technological excellence. In the next slide, you can see major milestones in the international expansion process, mergers, acquisitions, and JVs. Strauss identified the drinking water category as a business opportunity that fits well with the group's mission. The Strauss Water vision is to establish a leading global company that will supply water solutions to the consumers, bringing them back to using tap water. And now, the Strauss brand is making its first step in the world as a consumer brand. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Rami Ronen, the CEO of Strauss Water, who will present the new higher Strauss Water JV. Rami, please.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. In the next couple of slides, we'll take you through our journey that leads us into penetrating the Chinese market. Let's move to slide nine. In slide nine, we are highlighting again our mission. Our mission is creating wonders out of basics. It's driven from the mission of the group. If we move to slide 10, our promise, which is also driven from the promise of the group, is being modified for the water, and that is to enrich people's quality of life by transforming water into wonders. Just to colorful it a little bit, what is so wonderful about our water, you know, whenever I take a look at a small kid moving into one of our appliances, grabbing a cold glass of water with a smile, that's the wonder we are creating. Every day, today already close to 500,000 households are using it. And now with the penetration to China, we will of course increase that number. Moving to slide 11, why we are here. I think that Strauss Water stands for a great business, but also great values. So we truly believe in developing long-term relationship with customers. And we will talk a little bit later about our business model, but it's basically committing to people for a lifelong relationship by providing them high quality and safe drinking water, making that into an enjoyable experience, and making sure that whenever they want to reach for a glass of water, they have the opportunity to do so and straight from the tap. In slide 12, we are currently already addressing two markets. In Israel, we are the market leaders by far, and beyond market leaders, we have created the category. And we are making now our first steps in the UK, where in the UK in the past we had a business which was mostly B2B, and over the last 6 months we are rapidly transforming the business into a new business model, which is evolving the customer acquisition and lifelong relationships. Today, or yesterday actually, we've announced our first step in penetrating the Chinese market as a consumer-facing brand. Now let's move to 14. China is not an unknown territory for us. We've been manufacturing in China over the last 6 years and have already multiple relationships with multiple entities in China. However, the big news now is that we are starting to look into China as a consumer-facing brand. We've started looking into the Chinese market over 4 years ago, and 2 years ago, once we've identified the opportunities, we've opened our offices in Shanghai, out of which we've continued to drive the initiative of moving into the Chinese market. Today, we are announcing our entry into the Chinese market as a consumer-facing brand, and that entails on 17, our journey over the last 4 years. China, for many people, is both a big opportunity but also a relatively risky consumer market. We've heard a lot about failures and unsuccessful business attempts in China. It took us 4 long years to study the market, to develop relationship with consumers, to understand the competitive landscape, and to develop a strategy that we believe can be successful in this very complex environment. If we move to slide 18, just a few words about the Chinese market. There are a couple of elements about that market that I would like to emphasize as key drivers that made us realize this is a mega opportunity for us. The first one is the continuous growth in China's position in the world in GDP, moving already in 2030 to be number one in the world, which represents almost a third of the global GDP. China definitely, from today on, will continue to grow significantly and to reach that point, and through that journey will create multiple opportunities. The second element which I would like to focus on is the change in the demographics in China. China is changing because of two mega vectors. One is the move of people from the rural areas into the urban areas, and the second one is the move and shift in the standard of living, making more people into middle class and upper class. Those two vectors combined together creates mega opportunities in economy every year. China is creating a mid to large size European country every year in terms of new consumers. So we're kind of seeing a new Italy happening in China every year. If we combine to that the fact that the quality of water in China is reputably known for being relatively poor, but beyond the actual facts, what's more important is the perception of consumers in China that the tap water are unsafe. And if you will ask any Chinese, they will tell you never drink tap water unless you a minimum boil it. So we categorize China as what we call one of the boiling water countries. That creates a situation, if we move to slide 21, where the category, which we characterize as being a combination of sales of boiled water and sales of appliances and solutions for treating water at home, is growing rapidly. So from $7 billion already in 2009, we expect it to peak $18 billion within the next 5 years. That's significant growth, both in the consumption of boiled water and in the consumption of appliances for treating water. Since our solutions are very high-end in terms of promising high-quality water, we are definitely seeing ourselves also as a clear solution vis-a-vis both water. This is why we are combining those two categories together when we look at the size of the market and the opportunity. If we move to slide 21, just a glimpse into some of the market research we've been conducting, we've been asking Chinese users that already purchased solutions for treating water at home to their opinion on the quality of those products, and over 40% of consumers in China find them not satisfactory. Two key reasons is poor quality and the inability to know whether they are safe. Even among consumers that have already purchased, we see a significant number of consumers that are willing to switch because they don't like what they see today, because the solutions in the market today do not fit them. If we move to 23, we see a picture taken from one of the retail channels in China. That's how currently the category looks on the shelves. First, you can see that it occupies significant shelf space in most of the retail channels. Second, as you can see, there is a variety on the one end, but clearly poor design and no distinction between the different products. We believe that if we look at all those elements together, China represents a mega opportunity in the field of providing healthy and safe water for consumers at home. When we start looking into the Chinese market, we looked at the assets that we can bring, and at the same time, what we don't have. We are bringing very innovative technology, which we'll talk a little bit later on. We are bringing know-how and expertise in water and water appliances. We're bringing know-how in a business model which is unique and very profitable, and we are bringing some know-how in strategic marketing. However, we lack completely any brand equity in China today, and we don't have the route to market. If we move to slide 25, when we decided on our strategy, we've implemented one of the key strengths of the Strauss Group, and that is the ability to partner. We decided that the right way for us to enter the Chinese market is via partnership. After looking carefully into the possible players, we and Haier selected each other as the preferred partner to create the Haier Strauss Water Company, or JV, in China. You can see in slide 25 how the logo, consumer-facing logo, is going to look like, and you see that Strauss and Strauss Water gets a sizable and respectable place next to Haier, which is a global mega brand. We move now to slide 26. Haier Strauss Water will implement most of the key elements of the strategy that I've described for Strauss Water. I think it was easily decided between the parties because we are sharing a lot of the same values and vision, and it's going to be all about developing those long-term relationships with consumers, and we will drive our competitive advantage, among other things, on the maize technology. Just a few words about Haier. Move to 28. Haier is the number one appliance company in China, the number one brand in China in home appliances, and with sales that in 2010 expected to top $20 billion. Has a significant global reach all over China, both in distribution, in sales, in aftermarket, in service. All those elements makes Haier second to none in its ability to cover China as a whole. If we move to 29, Haier's management team is considered to be one of the top in China and considered to be very reputable across the world. Its management team constantly been selected to top positions in the global arena. Haier management systems and management tools are always being considered as first in class in China and has been constantly reviewed and become case studies by leading business schools around the world. We move to slide 30. Haier's route to market capabilities are second to none in China. With absolute coverage of most of the existing retail channels, both in the leading mega cities, but also in what we call tier 3 and tier 4 in China, Haier can cover the whole of the China with its reach into retail. On top of that, Haier has its own retail channel, which is the Haier-owned stores. Some of them owned by Haier, some of them are franchisees, and they give Haier additional power, especially in the tier 3 and 4 cities in China, and those are bypassing retail, providing better margins for the goods sold to those stores. Haier's aftermarket and service capabilities will allow us to meet our promise to consumers to develop long-term relationship. With over 15,000 service stations across China, we will be able to reach every consumer which is buying one of our products in the coming years in 24 hours, whether they have an issue, a problem, or something that we need to fix. So that gives us, and also the consumers, the reassurance that when you buy one of our products, you will get top-of-the-line support from us. If we move to 31, we can see higher competitive position in 2009. We see mega leadership in some of the key categories like refrigerators, laundry, dishwashers, vacuum cleaners. Haier is definitely the leader in most of those categories in China. And if we move to slide 32, Haier also started to develop its global footprint. So beyond China, Haier now is becoming a more international and global brand with significant operations already in the US, in other Asian countries, and looking to Africa, and headquarters in Europe, in France, with design and other offices in Italy. How are we going to be successful in the Chinese market? If we look at slide 34, we see our unique business model. This is something that both us and Haier feel very strongly about in implementing it. Our business model, as I already indicated, is one of acquiring customers and not selling of an appliances. We start our relationship with our customers when we acquire them through the sale of an appliance. But then the key element is to continue and serve them for life. Long-term relationship that generates both the commitment to the consumers and the promise to provide them high quality and clean water, and at the same time, a very significant and profitable business for us. We are going to drive our competitive advantage in China if we move to slide 36, utilizing the maize technology. The maize technology has been developed in Israel. Initially, the development started with a few universities and some scientists and engineers. 4 years ago, when we started investing in water, we have acquired the rights to the technology, and over the last 4 years have converted it from a research into a product. The maize technology is superior to all other technologies that exist today in the market in its capabilities and pricing point. And we have tailored it specifically over the last year to meet requirements of the Chinese market, which puts us in a leading position to provide Chinese consumers with superior offering, both on the pricing point and the capabilities of our product through unique technology. I want to move now to slide 38, talking a little bit about the transaction or the deal we've agreed to do with Haier. So we have created the Haier Strauss Water JV. It's a Chinese company, and the ownership is equally split between Haier through the Haier Wholesale Distribution Company and Strauss Water through Strauss Water Hong Kong Trading Company. So it's a 50-50 deal. And if we move to the next slide, number 39, we can see some facts and figures about the deal. Each side has agreed to make an initial investment of $10 million, making the initial total investment $20 million. And we have to remember that both parties contribute on top of the money all the infrastructure they already have. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel in terms of distribution, sales, operations, all of that exists in China via agreements with Haier, and at the same time, R&D, product development, and so on, is and manufacturing is provided by Strauss Water, and all those investments are external to the $10 million each of us investing. It's also important to explain that all products will be manufactured by Strauss Water and will be sold to the JV. We will be manufacturing the technology components, the maize components, in Israel and selling them from Israel to the JV, where the appliances will be manufactured by our Chinese supply chain and sold to the JV in China. And as you can see in the slide, I'm not going to repeat that, we have reached agreements on all major elements which relates to the governance of the JV. One important point, because we also believe it's a key issue in China today, is the management team. We're very happy that Mr. Chang has undertaken the position of general manager of the JV. Mr. Chang is a very experienced manager a very senior manager within the Haya Group, and in his last position, he led the overall global living home appliance division of Haya, and has agreed to undertake the mission of creating this new and exciting joint venture, the Haya Strauss Water One, between us and Haya. Thank you very much.
Now, please, if you have questions, feel free.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. There are no questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5901. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5901. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you. So just, you know, to summarize it in a very simple way, today we are very happy to announce a historical milestone for Strauss Group. We spoke many times in the last year that we are going to take another new company in our portfolio, the Strauss Water, to become a global company with a breakthrough technology. And today we can see that we are going to do it. I believe that we have the best partner in China. We have the best brands, and together with the IR guys, we are going to fulfill the dream. And to remind you again that it's only one of our growth engines, excluding the Sabra in the North America and the coffee company in Eastern Europe and in Brazil. So I really feel comfortable that we are going to continue the journey to become a global company with a global brand. And I would like to thank you again for joining us today. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.